The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning and a good day, everyone. I'm here a little early to just test out the sound and see how this sounds to you. I see some chat messages for those who are here a little early. And so for those of you who can hear me, if you don't mind, just let me know. Thank you, Rick. Good. I appreciate it. Okay. I've been doing some sound maneuvering yesterday, and hopefully they'll stay good for today. Good morning, everybody. It's just so nice to see the chats in our YouTube channel here. And so if there is any issue in the middle of our session with the sound, please don't hesitate to let me know. I will keep an eye on the chat also. Hopefully I'll remember to speak a little louder. My voice does drop when we meditate. Yeah, thank you for those who let me know about the sound. Very nice. And I have a sense that kind of imagining myself in the IMC meditation hall or the outside community hall and kind of greetings to you all. And so, and to you all from everywhere. This is quite something. And for those of you who like to begin with your meditation, then feel free to just allow yourself to arrive, take a few moments, and then we'll begin in just a few minutes. Just like those people who come to IMC, often some people come early, find their cushions and chairs and sit down, and some would offer greetings to others, enjoying the company. And so it's very nice. Kind of imagine yourself being in this way, meeting with others. Good morning, good day, everyone. Just to welcome you all for our 7 a.m. Pacific time meditation and a little Dharma. So we'll begin momentarily. Oh, thank you. I do hear that. Yeah, if someone is still pointing out my sound may still be a little. I will try to speak a little louder today, just being conscious of it. I do have somewhat of a high ceiling, so it may have a little bit of echoey effect here. So good morning, everyone. My name is Ying Chen. So I'll be offering meditation and Dharma today. So we will begin again with this arriving sequence that I shared about yesterday, the arriving sequence that I learned from Dana DePalma, Tuari Sala, and Philip Moffitt. And so arriving sequence contains three components: arriving here and now, and making ourselves available, avail ourselves to this moment, and then aligning aligning with a wholesome intention. And so this is what we will do. See if there's any other thing I can do on my end about the sound before we begin. Yeah, my microphone is actually right in front of my computer. I tried a few different microphones yesterday. None of them seemed to work as well as the computer microphone. So let's see if there is a little more that I can do here. Yeah, for some people, the sound seems to be okay. And for others, the sound seems to have a little challenge here. Okay, so thank you. Thank you for your, thank you for letting me know. Okay. All right, I think we're going to begin just as is. And I'll be mindful about my sound. And so today we'll go over this arriving sequence again, and to familiar ourselves with this sequence as we begin the meditation. And then today I'll incorporate an additional element of our practice, and that is the air or the wind element in our meditation. And so let's begin. Arriving. Arriving home, home to this body. Arriving here and now. I'm offering an image of arriving home, maybe by letting go and putting down the bags maybe we're carrying, the plans, projects, memory, preoccupations. If for now we can put them away, we arrive here, this moment. Feeling the connection of your body with the ground. Feeling your feet, legs, contacting the ground. Maybe a few long, deep breaths to let yourself arrive as you breathe out. Momentarily, avail ourselves to this moment, a sense of availability, maybe that a mindfulness is present here. Nothing dramatic, just being available. Receiving the sitting posture, the breath, sound of my voice. a sense of availability is incompatible with the demanding certain experiences. That opening and receiving whatever arises maybe we go back to arriving process again. Gathering ourselves and center ourselves right here. Maybe there is a physical felt sense of alignment from where we sit. Alignment of the pelvic area, the spine, neck, and head. Maybe there is a sense of alignment, inner alignment of the heart, a mind, and our body. Align with our aspirations. Maybe wholesome qualities. Maybe align with inner integrity. And the word integrity has the felt sense of coming together. Everything included. Nothing gets pushed out. Taking a few long, deep breaths. Resting into this moment. With a sense of deeper registration, deeper connection. And turn our attention to our physicality of the body. Pelvic bones supported by the ground. Making ourselves available to the felt sense of the earth element. This earthy body resting on earth. the earth element is hard, heavy. You may feel the weight of the body settling down, downwards. You may feel the earth element with the quality of stability. Settled, unmoving. However, earth element manifests itself, we receive as is, letting go of big ideas, conceptualization of what earth element is. The body knows. The body is an organ of perception. Letting go of trying to figure it out from the head. Resting in the felt sense of earth element. You may feel some sense of a stillness, stability, or any hint of it. Resting in the stillness of the earth element in this body. Moving. Like a big pillars of an ancient temple. with the stillness in the forefront of our experience. Stability. We invite the felt sense of the air element, the wind element, maybe you feel the movement of the breath, and letting stillness drop in the background. Turn your attention to the movement of the breath. Maybe movement of the belly, rising and falling. Expansion and contraction of the torso. Maybe vibrations in the body. Moved by the wind element. Being available to the felt sense of moving wind. Wide range of movements in the body. With the steadiness and the stillness of the earth element in the background. Maybe the wind element feels quite alive, vital. Life-giving breath. Being available to the air element in this body. Letting go of trying to figure it out. Just available, However this is for you. wherever you are. See if you can make yourself available to the sense of contentment, ease, relaxation. Maybe that's felt in the body. Maybe there's some felt sense with the earth element, resting on earth. Or the ease of the breath. A kind of a contentment that is independent of our experiences. The experience of the pleasant, unpleasant. Can be content with that. Not leaning in to grasp or pushing away. In the sutta that I've been sharing yesterday, and the Buddha offered instructions to his son Rahula. Meditate like a wind. When you meditate like a wind, pleasant and unpleasant contacts will not occupy your mind. Suppose the wind were to blow on both cling and unclean things. Like feces, urine, spit, pus, and blood. The wind is not horrified, repelled, and disgusted because of this. In the same way, meditate like the wind. When you meditate like a wind, pleasant and unpleasant contact will not occupy your mind.